If that's your quarterback going on the radio, say he's got to get you the ball more. Is there anything better for a wide receiver than a quarterback going on in the media and saying, I got to get this guy the ball more?
Nah, that's good, man. That's the thing overall, you know, with the outcome of the game. You know, had we not wound up on the loss side, it wouldn't be a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I think me personally, I want to make sure I do a whole lot more to contribute to the game. And I know Tom want to try to get me the football as much as he can. With that being said, I think him and Wes they were feeling it. You know, they were in that groove, and that happens during the course of the game. And, you know, trust me, that was a good thing.
Now, was that something before the game you looked at and you just said, you know, Welker, this is a good matchup here against this team? Or is that something as the game gets going,
It's
just clicking and you just stick with it?
Right. That's just something that go during the course of the game. You know, those two guys was flowing. The opportunities were there and they were taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and you know, I've kind of been there before. You've been there before,
exactly.
Too, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, Tom, just you get in the groove,
exactly.
And he's feeling you, and he's going to look for you,
exactly.
Because, like, you're snagging everything. You're making the tough catches.
Exactly.
He gets in a bind.
Right.
You know, what's it feel like when, you know, Tom's in that groove, like, and you're in that groove like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. It's a good thing. You know, you can look at it like, you know, last week, you know, the big whoopla about me and Tom was in the groove.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just tell
press
how every week. Yeah, exactly. It changes week to week. Yesterday was West Day. And it was
good God.
You know, but I think overall, you know, Tom's a quarterback. He's going to try to get everybody to football, so there's nobody at fault for him not throwing me the pass at all.
And there were good matchups yesterday for West,
exactly.
too. I mean, at times when they tried to play zone, they had the middle linebacker trying to hit him across the middle. And
exactly.
with the protection and the lack of pass rush from the Bills,
exactly.
West had time to get off that bump and,
you
and come,
the
out,
ball.
Come out the backside
and
give him the ball.
Give
so
him.
When they went man, they had, you know, safety type
exactly.
guy on him, and he wasn't able to stay with them for very long.
Exactly.
So one-on-one coverages.
Yeah. And see, you can see that.
To, yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
You know, Troy as a player, you can see that. You know,
he didn't want to go out and run with you this morning, though.
No.
I'm here, man. I was looking for the food when I got here. got me a waffle this morning or something.
You make Wes Welker, is he out there running with you too after all the running he did last night?
No, Wes deserved to come in a little late today. You know,
But
yeah, I'm pretty. Wes will be in. You know, if he haven't gotten his workout in already, I'm sure Wes will be in to get his workout in.
Yeah,
you were such a big part those first two games, Deion. Is there a frustration level at all? Is that game going on, knowing that there's the offense is moving, but
right.
from a catch standpoint, from a stat sheet standpoint,
right.
you weren't a part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's an inner frustration. But as far as overall. That comes with the loss, like I said earlier. I feel like I didn't contribute or do anything to help us get the W. And that's just me personally being hard on myself. But overall, had we won, I'm good.
Now, I just mentioned about, you know, what the defense was giving them with Wes
exactly.
and that type of stuff. Now, what were they doing to you exactly
right.
to make him not look in your direction more than I know he came to you two times.
Exactly.
One was in the back of the end zone.
Right.
There, the guy kind of grabbed you, kind of
yeah,
a throwaway
yeah.
type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was another one. I think he kind of
it was a quick
over.
Yeah,
yeah, out of bounds. Or something.
I just think
yeah.
overall, once the game got going and Tom and Wes was in that flow.
Yeah,
I think it was just more so boom, hit him right.
He knew
here.
Where he was going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we had some great matchups with Gronkowski. So there's no need to try to force the ball elsewhere
yeah.
when we got these matchup problems that we're giving them matchup problems. We'll take advantage of those, in which we did. You know, which we did.
Yeah, you look at this team, and Aaron Hernandez being out, everybody's talking
right.
about, you know, the impact he's had. Brady's loving this guy. The connection
mm-hmm.
is there. He's
mm-hmm.
out, and again, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You guys move the ball
exactly.
up and down the field.
Gronkowski's right.
a big role. Welker's a big
right.
role. That's just your offense, and
that's just how it is.
Up.
Exactly. That's just how it is. I mean, weekly, like I said, this stuff can change. Who knows? Next week it may be Chad. The week after that it may be, you know, the next guy. So it's just according to the game and, you know, the situations.
Yeah. And to that too, I mean, those guys are usually in the slot and they're usually closer to Tom.
Right.
And those guys are a little bit, I mean, they're pushed out farther away
right.
from Tom. I mean, why take that throw out there when he got
right.
these guys here that may have one-on-one coverage,
yeah.
take the short throws, let those guys do something with it.
Exactly.
You know, so it's kind of his security blanket type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you don't force the ball.
Yeah, that's
the
biggest thing.
You
gotta
well,
that's
get
it.
Out
you gotta be, you, so
yeah.
you gotta fight to be inside. Get
over. Yeah, no. You know, I mean, there'll be a time I've been inside. That don't mean I get the ball still. You know, like I said, Tom, he's gonna throw the ball to the guy who feels
he pays the price of being a good route runner. You know?
That's how it works. We every time we have in here, we have our weekly Chad Ochocinco question. After the game, Deion, he said he felt better. He said he felt like he's starting to come along offensively. You play with the guy.
Yeah.
You agree? You're seeing some things with Chad. He's starting to, you know, be on the same page with this offense?
Yeah, I mean, if you know, if he said it, you know, that's Chad. You know, it's weeks and weeks and weeks. I trust me, Chad, we love having him here. He's a great player, and he's doing everything the coaches ask of him. You know, and like you said, y'all asked him that, and he said he's feeling good. That's a good thing.
Is that the first step? Like you talked about, mentally, I am where I am right now. I know where I have to be. I'm getting there.
Right.
You know, the next step is to be that comfortable with that part of the game to just go out and play football.
Yeah, I mean that comes with it. It comes with it, and you know, being around and getting acclimated in the offense. He's doing a great job for us.
Now, you guys are putting up big numbers. I mean, you lead the league in NFL as far as yards go. You're putting up 30-plus. You know, do you ever look at the balance of it, or is it just put points in the board? We don't care how we do it. You know, right. You look at the running game this week, it wasn't there. You know, you had right. The big lead. You know, and I said before, you know, since 06, the way when they brought in West and they brought in Moss, it's mm-hmm. You feel like you're watching the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, right. It's like a powerful offense. But late in the year, you know, that's maybe why the Colts have faltered all those years, not right. Running the football, relying on defense.
Yeah.
Is it about balance or just the final number you put up?
It's a little both. I think it's about balance and then also taking advantage of what this defense give us. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what we went into the game this week trying to do. And I think at times we did it, and the times that we didn't, you noticed that, hey, all those things that we messed up on were self-inflicted. A lot of flags. You know, the turnovers. That's the stuff that we can control. You know, but, you know, overall, whatever Oakland gives us and whatever the coaches feel, this is the best game plan. We're going to attack these guys this way. That's what we'll do, whether it be run or pass.
West Coast game this weekend in Oakland.
Right.
Well, what time do you stop by and sell a little Pete Carroll? Do you try to get a little flight up to Seattle? Pete, some of your old friends.
You try to start
up there? I'm just saying.
Hey,
maybe
he's my guy.
Me for coffee up there?
Yeah.
I got good coffee in Seattle.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not a coffee drinker. But no, Pete's a good guy. No, we won't be stopping to Seattle. You know, we'll be heading to Oakland, you know, to try to handle business, go out there and put our best foot forward, man, get ready for this big game.
How'd you do in the Mayo Bowl?
I didn't bowl.
Oh.
No, I watched my man, Troy, roll a couple strikes.
How'd you do, Troy?
I had several turkeys throughout the course of my game. You know, I was bowling. I was doing my thing, man. I sucked. I had about two or three strikes. And that sucked.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much pressure is on you right now as an offense? You know, defense giving up some points.
Exactly.
You guys want to be perfect. You know, right. You want to take advantage of turnovers. But, I mean, after a while, it's going to be, I know as a baseball player, you know, sometimes after you get in these ruts where you're sitting there saying, hey, man, like the Red Sox right now, you guys got to go out there and pitch a little bit better. You don't do it publicly. You do it the right way. But that added pressure of having to go out and put up 35 each and every week.
Well, that's the expectation we have on the offensive side of the ball. You know, there's no frustration with, I think overall we're not doing anything. I mean, yesterday was an entire game. We play as a team. We win or lose as a team. Honestly, I think the defense did a great job for us. They got us a couple turnovers. We got to take advantage of those, you know. And then we got to play more complementary football. You know, the defense go out and do their thing. We do our thing, and then the special team. So, you know, I think overall we lost as a team. There's no this side or that side.
All right, tell Pete we said hello.
Yeah, man, I tell him.
See Pete Carroll.
Yes, sir.
Deion Branch joining us to get you an update with John, top of the hour. Troy Brown is hanging out. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo. It's a Patriots Monday live here at Gillette Stadium.